KD Country 94 weather.
Farm Implement and Supply is celebrating 75 plus years of continuous service to Western Kansas, and it's time to save during the 21st annual Parts Fair in Plainville, April 11th through the 13th, and Colby, April 18th through the 20th. Discounts on cutter bar parts, New Holland filters, net wrap and twine, genuine New Holland parts, along with batteries and oil, plus generous cash discounts and low financing rates on New Holland tractors and hay and forage equipment. Don't miss big savings during the 21st annual Parts Fair, April 11th through the 13th, at Farm Implement Supply in Plainville, and April 18th through the 20th in Colby.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Sunny skies today with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 58 degrees.
Hi, this is Derek with Southwind Lawn and Landscape. We are new to town and want to serve you. Southwind brings years of industry-leading experience to your community. We offer lawn care, landscaping renovations, irrigation maintenance, and new installation. It's time to take action. Call today for a free quote, 785-275-3577, or type Southwind Lawn and Landscape in your Google search bar. Remember, 275-3577.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Twenty-two teams from 15 Kansas schools will travel to Salina on Saturday with their sights set on winning a state title in the Kansas Kid Win Challenge. To qualify for the event, each team placed first or second in their age division at one of six regional competitions held throughout the state. Saturday's competition will determine the top two teams in each age bracket that will represent Kansas in the World Kid Wind Challenge in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The state finals will be held at the Temple, 336 South Santa Fe Avenue in Salina, begin at 8 a.m. The event is free and open to the public. Area educators are encouraged to attend to find out more about Kid Wind and see the fun, excitement, and learning firsthand. Kid Wind is gaining momentum across the state with 84 teams from 50 schools competing this year. To prepare for the Kid Wind competition, team members work together to design, build, and test a wind turbine using materials of their choice. Each team's turbine will be put to the test in a 48 by 48 wind tunnel at a wind speed of approximately 3 meters a second or 6.7 miles per hour. Scoring is based on turbine performance and efficiency, a knowledge quiz, an instant challenge, and a presentation to judges where the team explains its design process. Teams participating in Saturday state finals from our listening area include the Beloit Breeze Club from Beloit Junior High School in Beloit and the Four Win Guys team from Beloit Junior High School in Beloit. For that full story, you can go to kdcountry94.com. Kid Wind is an energy education event from the Kansas Corporation Commission and K-State Engineering Extension made possible by a grant from the U.S. Department of Energy. The goal is to help students learn key concepts around science, technology, engineering, and math in fun and engaging ways. The Kid Wind program actively engages students. It teaches not only STEM skills, but also promotes teamwork, problem solving, and public speaking. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment. I check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. I have just one item for the community calendar today. Bingo in the afternoon today at the Beloit Senior Center, 220 North Hersey in Beloit, from 2 to 4 p.m. Seating is limited. There is no cost. Donations accepted. To reserve your seat, contact Debbie, 738-5802. Refreshments will be provided. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
How about a 5 RBI game?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Way to go, Vinny. That's who they were. They've been waiting for him. He's
found his touch tonight.
Vinny Pasquantino's 5 RBIs helping the Royals to their 6th consecutive win, a blowout over the Astros on Wednesday night. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports. Today's schedule, preview of Lakeside Golf as they hit the sand greens today. And the latest on Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice says charges and a warrant have been issued. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports coming up today in softball. Plainville and Sylvan Lucas will meet in Sylvan Grove at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Also, Concordia is hosting Republic County in a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock in softball. High school golf today, the St. John's Invitational at Glasgow at 10 o'clock. It's the first Sand Greens meet of the season. Lakeside, Pike Valley, Rock Hill, St. John's, Southern Cloud, and Tipton all competing from the area. Lakeside's already competed in one event this season, playing the Grass Greens at the Smith Center Invitational in Phillipsburg last Tuesday, April 2nd. The Knights finished fourth as a team, and Jace Cunningham finished fourth place overall. Lakeside's the 3-time defending state champion in Sand Greens. Cunningham is the defending individual champion coming into the 2024 season. The Knights did lose 4 seniors from last season's team, and Taryn Winkle, Eli Hahn, Ross Hudson, and Reed Walsh, all of whom finished in the top 10 of state last season. Gabe Smith and Ian Christine returned with experience on a group that looks for their 4th straight state title this spring. Lakeside coach Corey Booker on the first Sand Greens meet today.
I'd hope that we'll be competitive with them for sure, with the returners that I have. But, you know, teams have returners back too as well. And this will be the first time all but 2 of my golfers have played at Glasgow. So it's going to be a new experience for them. And several of these teams have got, you know, quite a few coming back. St. John's has got a good nucleus coming back. Tipton's got a good nucleus coming back. Riley County and Pike Valley, Rock Hills. They all have some pretty good golfers that are coming back. It's just whether they can put 3 or 4 of them together with them at the point for team scores. But looking forward to it.
For the full interview with Booker, you can listen to the Sports Ticket and also check out the Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals used a huge third inning and a big night from Vinny Pasquantino to win their 6th straight game, beating the Astros 11-2 on Wednesday night. Scoreless going into the third, the Royals tagged Houston rookie Spencer Arrighetti for 7 runs in his MLB debut. Pasquantino started things off with a 2-RBI double, followed by a 2-RBI single from Nelson Velasquez to put the Royals up 4-0. MJ Melendez scored on an error, and a 2-RBI double from Hunter Renfro put Kansas City up 7-0 after 3. Houston scored 2 runs in the fourth in an effort to get back in the game, but Pasquantino would add a solo homer and 3 more RBI total, along with a Garrett Hampson RBI double in the 8th. As the Royals claimed the 9-run win, Pasquantino finished the game 3-for-3 with a homer, 5 RBI, a walk, and 2 runs scored.
Nice relief for him. You know, it's so early in the year and there's so few plate appearances that'll move the needle for him numbers-wise and it'll feel better and all that. But above and beyond, I mean, he used the whole field. You saw him get a hit off a lefty, took a walk, showed some power, and 5 RBIs. So regardless of the score of the game, he competed in every one of those at-bats.
Matt Quatero's Royals got another solid starting outing from pitcher Seth Lugo. He moved to 2-0, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits in 6 innings. Royals are now 8-4 on the season, while the Astros fell to 4-9. Casey goes for their 2nd straight home sweep with a 1-10 first pitch this afternoon. Brady Singer's at 1-0 with a .68 ERA and 2 starts, taking the mound for the Royals against Hunter Brown of the Astros, who's 0-1 with a .643 ERA. In major golf, the Masters is underway today in Augusta. The first round is going, as through 9 holes, Eric Van Ruijen is tied for first with a score of 3 under. It's a 4-way tie. Bryson DeChambeau is part of that, as well as Ryan Fox and Byung-Hun Ahn. Those are all the golfers that was just ahead of noon that are tied for first place at 3 under. There's a host at 2 under and another host at 1 under par. We'll continue to keep an update on the leaderboard as the Masters go on through the weekend. Finally, in sports news on the Rashee Rice front, on Wednesday, the Chiefs wide receiver faces 8 charges related to the 6-car crash he was involved in on a Dallas freeway March 31st. Rice has arrest warrants for 1 count of aggravated assault, which is a 2nd-degree felony, 1 count of collision involving serious bodily injury, which is a 3rd-degree felony, and 6 counts of collision involving injury. You can read much more on this story and the implications at NFL.com. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and 96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.